Well, there's probably two parts to that answer. First of all, the Prime Minister of the UK back in 2015 made a commitment to increase UK participation in peacekeeping operations. And second to this, the UK has long supported the people of South Sudan here. So really, our military involvement here in UNMISS really confirms the UK's commitment to alongside the significant financial aid that we've given to the humanitarian situation. It confirms our commitment to UNMISS and South Sudan.
What will UK troops be doing exactly?
So we're here primarily as enablers. So we're here to provide engineering support and medical support. The engineering side of that is that we've got an engineering company in both Malakal and in Benchu, broadly along the lines of a construction engineer company of about 120 people in each one. So in that regard, we'll be doing improving the infrastructure of those bases in Malakal and Benchu. On the medical side of things, we've got a level 2 hospital that we'll be installing in Benchu over the coming months.
How large is the UK contingent and where will it arrive?
When we're finally up to strength, we'll be close to 400 personnel. At the moment, we're at about 220, 230. Over the next month, we'll have a series of flights arriving in South Sudan, which will get us up to full strength, hopefully by the end of May.
How's the deployment going?
It's been challenging. I think like most of the contingents here, we've had problems with things like getting clearances to get into the country. But we've overcome most of those problems now. And also, South Sudan's an exceptionally difficult country to get around in terms of how we move our equipment from Juba to both Benchu and to Malakal. So we're making progress every single week. We're getting more equipment and more people there. But it is very difficult and very challenging. So I'm very pleased with where we are. I didn't think we'd get this far this quickly. But clearly, it's not an easy place to get around and to operate in.
What have you achieved so far?
Well, so far our focus has been on building our two camps in Malakal and Benchu. The Malakal camps progressed very quickly because it's a lot easier to get to Malakal. So very soon we will have enough accommodation and all the other sustainment aspects to be able to house the British troops that are arriving. And from that point on, we can start doing other engineering tasks for UNMISS. Benchu is a little bit more challenging because it's so difficult to get there. But so we've started to build our camp there and we've started to build our hospital. We'll get there in the next couple of months, but it will just take a little bit longer than in Malakal.
And what future engineering tasks might you get involved with?
So in the future, we'll start taking our lead from the priorities that UNMISS give us, through the chief engineer and through the state, the field engineers at state level. Primarily, we'll be here to improve the security and the physical infrastructure of those bases. So it could include accommodation, it could include security fencing, watchtowers, roads, drainage. Some projects in particular we're looking at is to improve the helicopter landing sites at both Malakal and Benchu. And also there are improvements that we think we can make to the jetty in Malakal, which is clearly a crucial way of getting stores and supplies to Malakal for both, for all of the departments within the UN and for some of the humanitarians as well.
And how are your soldiers coping with the environment in South Sudan?
It's a challenging environment for somebody from Northern Europe. Yes, it's very hot. There's a lot more things to contend with. We don't have, we're not used to environments, with malaria, cholera, typhoid in them too. So we do have to, be a little bit more disciplined about the way that we look after ourselves and what have you. But we've adapted very quickly, actually. You were quite a hardy bunch. We're very well trained and so we've acclimatised quickly.
How are you found working with the other contingents?
That's been really exciting because we haven't got a lot of experience at working in peacekeeping operations of this nature. You'll probably know that the UK have for a long time been involved in Cyprus, but we haven't done anything of significance outside of that for some time. And so, if take Malakal, for example, working with the Indians and the Rwandans, the Ethiopians, who've been here for a very long time, we can learn a great deal from them. And same for the Ghanaians and the Mongolians in Benchu. So we've really found it very exciting to work with nations like this. For a long time, we've worked in US-led coalitions in some of our other operations. So for us to work with these African and Asian nations who've got such a long experience of working in the UN, there's a great deal for us to learn, and it's very exciting.
You have been here nearly 3 months now. What are your first impression of the mission?
It's a very challenging mission, and I think it's a very challenging environment in which to operate. But what has struck me is that there's a lot of really professional, experienced and motivated people that work here for the UN, both civilian and military, who are very committed to improving the situation in South Sudan. And that really gets me, really motivates me to and my troops to want to do our, to play our part in that mission. So, you know, despite the challenges, we're very keen to get on with delivering what we're here to deliver, to working on alongside our partners in UNMISS and to improving the situation here in South Sudan.